Welcome to Behind the Scenes Podcast. This show is full of stories, creative ideas, questions, and challenges with the hope of igniting and equipping you to be more intentional with your life.
On this podcast, we take you behind the scenes of whatever we're learning and loving. Each episode will get you thinking about things you haven't before, spark meaningful conversations in your own life, and ignite you to love more creatively and intentionally. We hope this podcast feels like you're joining us for a campfire. All right, here we are. We're back.
Here we
Episode
are.
Episode 3 of a new season of Behind the Scenes Podcast.
Episode 87, technically.
And we are actually currently sitting by a fire. So if you actually ever...
Well, we're not in the studio. We're in our living room.
Yes, that's what I meant to say by saying that. And if you ever listen to our intro for our podcast, which most of you probably skip past it, but you really are joining us for a campfire. We're sitting by our fire right now, and we're excited to talk to you guys. I'm super pumped about this episode.
Yeah, I've just been stoked all night.
I'm pumped about this episode because I'm really passionate about this topic, and I also think that it's something that's very, I don't know, it's just something that we've always been passionate
about. Let's just say it's overcomplicated.
Yeah, totally. That's a good way to put it. Yep.
It's very overcomplicated, and... And this is also something, as we talk about a lot...
It can be chalked up to be overcomplicated.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it's something that social media has overcomplicated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly because of how our perception of what we're going to talk about today has become saturated and filled with false realities, alternative realities, and...
Okay, we need to tell them what it is.
Hold on. And we're trying to compare apples and oranges every day, and it's not a healthy way to live.
Yeah. So we're going to talk on this podcast about adventures. And specifically, like Jeremy said, I think that that word can be made out to be kind of a cliche or made out to be pressured into something way more than it needs to be because of Instagram and because of comparison. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you may be listening right now going like, I never go on adventures. Like, what are you talking about, Audrey? You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I think when you hear us out here and hear our heart in ways that you can adventure with your family, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, with your spouse, I think it'll feel much more attainable to you and you'll feel much more inspired to hopefully go on your own creative adventures.
Well, yeah. And the perspective shift is, you know, maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't know. But 50 years ago, you know, when Uncle Joey would walk into the room and he was like, I'm going on an adventure.
Yeah.
He'd have snowshoes. He was actually going on an adventure. Like he was going to go, he was about ready to load up the mule and go to Machu Picchu and climb it or something. And nowadays, because of social media and marketing and all the things, it's like, you know, people take an extra trip to Starbucks on their way home from work.
Like going
and they're like,
for 10 p.m.
wow,
blizzards
it's
is
like,
an adventure.
I went on an adventure. It's like, I don't think so.
Yeah. But we're kind of trying to find the middle ground of that.
Well, that being said, you know, it's neither or. It's, you know, in the definite, and this is where I started with it being overcomplicated. The definition is all over the place. We're not talking about, you know, the bachelor life possibilities of adventures. And we're also not talking about, you know, the extra Starbucks trip or whatever you want to do. There's this middle ground and it's a great space that anyone can play in and they need to pertain it to their own life, not the life of whoever they follow on social media because everyone has different circumstances, different work setups, family, kids, all the things that change everyone's life and make it, you know, unique to you. So we're going to play in that middle ground.
And
everyone can go on an adventure. Everyone can make their life more adventurous. And I think that's the crux of kind of what we want to talk about today. It's get out of the weeds and the definitions and this and that. But like your life can be more adventurous and creative. And we're going to share some ways how we think that can
be. Yes. And I think... when we think of the word adventure and being adventurous, okay, maybe we're specifically now talking to relationships, marriage relationships or parent-child relationships, but like having, going on adventures with your kids, going on adventures with your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, we think that there's kind of three key components to a good adventure. And that is suspense, spontaneity, and surprise. Good adventures have some type of buildup. Like, you don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know who you're going to meet. They have spontaneity a lot of the times. Like, let's get up and go here. Or let's get up and do this thing. Or they have an element of surprise, whether it's you surprising your spouse, you surprising your child. We just feel like not all of those three have to make up an adventure, but one of those three make up good adventures. The best adventures have the sweet spot of combining spontaneity, suspense, and surprise. And so we're going to share just some stories with you guys about adventures that we've gone on in our dating, married, and married with kids seasons of our relationship, but also just talk about why we think it's important to pursue adventure, but specifically to pursue spontaneity, suspense, and surprise in your relationship.
Yeah. And one reason we wanted to chat about this is because, you know, adventures make good stories. And as you all know, if you're listening to this, we're kind of the, we're, I don't want to call us the story people, but we, the question that we're always asking ourselves is what's the story that we want read back to us one day? And that's what we want to ask you. Like, when your life story is read back to you, what is it you want to hear? Go live that way. And so adventures is a huge, huge part of that. So we wanted to make sure that we gave it some time.
And I think we, you know, Jeremy and I, like we kind of said in the beginning of the podcast, it's always been, or I don't even know if we did say this in the beginning of the podcast, but when Jeremy and I were dating, and we talked about this a lot in our first book, A Love Letter Life, when we were, before we were dating, when we were just friends, our relationship started by going on adventures, getting out of our comfort zone and going and doing things together where one of us had never done it before.
We do talk about this a lot.
Yeah. And we learned so much about each other through the adventures that we went on because it was an opportunity to see each other outside of each other's comfort zones. And that was a really good perspective to have in our friendship stage of our relationship. And if you are someone that's in a dating relationship right now, go on adventures. Get yourself outside of your comfort zone, both of you, because it's a really great opportunity to learn things about the person that you're dating that you wouldn't know otherwise. But then don't stop doing that when you're married, because you can continue to learn things about your spouse that you would have never learned had you not put yourself in a situation where you might be a little bit uncomfortable. It might not be the norm, but
well,
it's an adventure.
Yeah. You get to see so much about each other, right, babe? Like, I remember seeing how you interacted with strangers, how you would, you know, talk to the person pumping the gas, how we would problem solve it.
Nerves looked like for you. What you were afraid of.
What I would say no to, what I would say yes to, how I handled our phones running out of battery and we had no maps. Like, there's just, the list is endless.
Stress,
the list is endless.
That's always an element of adventure.
The list is endless of what you learn about each other when you decide to do things out of your comfort zone spontaneously. And to Audrey's point just a second ago, if you get all of that value while you're dating, it's no doubt easier to go on adventures when you're dating, mostly because there's lower stakes, like less stakes are involved, less of life's, how shall I say, serious consequences or ramifications of a mistake.
And you also have more just like time and flexibility of your schedule to go on adventures.
Exactly. Less of that's piled on top of you. But if you get all that value out of it, there's got to be a great way to do it within marriage as well, or a very serious, you know, relationship. Or let's just say you're older in life and not quite married, but you still have a lot of those responsibilities. There's the same value is still there. It just takes creativity to unlock.
And I will say, Jeremy and I have always been people that have definitely desired this, like, We have always desired to try new things together, to explore new places together, to meet new people together. I remember when we were dating, my dad used to nickname Jeremy Mr. Adventure.
Yeah.
It was like a joke in my family. Jeremy is called Mr. Adventure because we were like, he was always taking me to go do these things that like my family never did.
Well, you guys did different stuff. And
different
so,
things. Different but adventures.
They were like, well, where's Jared taking
you
now?
And now you go on adventures with my family all
totally.
The time.
Yeah.
Anyways, all that to say, Jeremy and I were kind of having a conversation before we started recording this podcast about just the parallel between, you know, we have young children. So a lot of our examples come from having young children. The parallel between kids and kids needing to go on adventures and your relationship needing adventures. Let me explain. So you hear this all the time, like in from parenting advice, and I'm not trying to give parenting advice. This is just a very common thing that is said all the time, and that is kids need routine, right? Like we hear it all the time. Kids need routine. They have a nap routine, an eating routine. They need to know what to expect and feel the safety and the
structure.
The structure.
Yeah, the way to frame life.
Right. But just as much as kids need routine, they need newness. They need freshness.
Yeah.
They need challenge. They need to be challenged.
Yeah.
And so we try to live in this balance with our kids of routine and newness. So we're not the parents that are like, you're going to nap every single day at this time. You're going to go to bed every single day at this time.
And we will sacrifice. And we will sacrifice
everything for you to live by your routine. We are not those parents. And yeah. I know that a lot of people, that works for their life. And I'm not bashing on those parents. That's just not who we are. We believe that there is a lot of value to be added to our relationship with our kids by throwing curveballs.
We're also not void of routine either.
Right. Wait, what do you mean?
Which is the balance. No, I know. But you didn't finish your thought. I don't think
like
you
trailed off.
Yeah,
like we still have routines.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, all that to say, we were just talking about this before the podcast. It's kind of the same with our relationships, with our love relationships, marriage relationships specifically. Our marriage relationships need routine, aka for us, the marriage journal, a date night, you know, whatever it looks like for you.
Well, just listeners. To sustain life, right?
Yeah,
like our Mondays are our big crank work days, and we try to do podcasts at a specific time. Like there's these structures of life that are held up by the pillars of routine.
Right.
But if that's all you got, then, you know. You're missing out on a lot.
But even beyond life, like specific to marriage, you know, we might have the routine of going to bed at a certain time every night, talking pillow talk every night, you know, waking up and having our coffee in the morning at a certain time every day, and then doing lunch, breakfast with the kids. But then, like, we also, our marriage needs newness. We need to maybe go up to bed 2 hours earlier to throw a curveball. We maybe need to wake up early and read together, or, you know,
do things
that are new. We need the newness too. We need the challenge too. We need to not just be in our routine. And you talk about this all the time.
Well,
like
newness,
getting into roommate syndrome. You know what I mean?
Yes. Roommate syndrome. Newness in routines is one thing, but then just to make the transition super obvious, like a lot of the newness comes from simply stretching those muscles that you haven't stretched in a while when you're in routine with adventures, with spontaneity, with doing things that you would tell a story about at the bar.
Yeah.
You guys remember bars?
Or to your kids later, maybe not just at the bar.
Oh, I don't know.
This is a funny example. Anyways, okay. We also, you talk about,
well, let's get into it, babe. We're 15 minutes in. Let's get in.
We are getting in. We've been in. We're in.
Okay.
Are we not in?
I think we're in.
You talk about the principle.
Yeah. So one thing when we were discussing this, for us, one thing that's been super key in a lot of our stories, a lot of our adventures, a lot of like some of the best moments we've had, and a lot of really great friendships has come out of this concept of just being spontaneous. And I know that's, I want to acknowledge that that's a muscle to kind of flex, and not mm-hmm. everyone is spontaneous, yeah. but in general, again, we're talking about us and our perspective. It is a super crucial thing in our life. And we kind of got two or three examples that we hope challenge you in ways that you can think, how can I be more spontaneous this week, this month, this year? But the idea is, you know, unplanned, right? So one of the immediate examples is, if you guys remember all the fires that happened here on the West Coast over the summer, it was really gnarly. Horrible. It was horrible, unprecedented. Man, that word's getting thrown around a lot this year too. Unprecedented smoke levels, like off the charts, never recorded before.
Yeah.
It's like 700. I don't even think for Oregon. Index. I think like ever. Yeah.
Beyond hazardous.
Yeah. Oh, it was well off the charts.
Worst, Portland had the worst air quality in the world.
Yeah. For
like a week.
A week. Anyway,
outside it was so bad.
You're supposed to stay inside, and
not that we weren't already staying.
Yeah,
inside.
We were inside for so long, but we woke up. We're sitting at breakfast, and we just said, We need to go to the beach. We just need to go and get out and see if there's better air, because it was starting to leak into our house at that time. And we just need to go do this. So unplanned, anything, we just packed up two bags real quick. And with kids, you know, it's always a hassle. And yes, Aj and I yell at each other a time or two, like, where's this? Where's that?
Okay, well, it was a little bit more like we saw some friends that were at the beach.
And that gave us the idea. Yeah.
And I messaged her and I was like, how's the air quality at the beach?
And she said, better.
Like, it's way better. Like, we're outside hanging out. And I was like, babe, we should go to the beach.
Yeah.
And then,
so, boom, spontaneous adventure. We decided to go to the beach. And because we were spontaneous and we invited it and we took on all the difficulty, we had never hung out with these people before. We had just talked with them via text message and we knew of them and we kind of ran.
The girl that I was messaging about the beach.
We ran in similar circles. Anyways, now there's some. They're growing friends of ours and becoming really close friends of ours. And we love hanging out with them.
Because we ended up, not merging the story all the way, because we ended up going to the beach and they ended up staying at the beach and we ended up renting a house with them.
With them, yeah.
And we ended up just like, which we never really hung out with them before, but we were like, you guys are at the beach? We want to go to the beach? Want to save some costs? Want to stay at the beach a little bit longer?
Yeah.
And they were like, sure. And so we stayed together, and like Jer said, they ended up becoming really good friends. And it was kind of like this beauty from ashes, literal friendship of like ashes falling from the sky. And yet we had this opportunity to build this relationship with people that we would not have right now. We would not be friends with them. But we had not been spontaneous and said yes to like, we're getting out, we're going here. This is something we desire. We're going to be spontaneous and just do it.
Yeah.
Even though it defied a lot of our structures and a lot of our routines.
Something that it also did was it got us out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Like, we had no idea if we were going to get along with these people, if our families were going to vibe. Like, it was total risk, out of our comfort zone. Circumstances kind of made it an easier bet, because it's like, well, we can at least we can at least go on walks with fresh air and not have to like hang out with them, I guess, or something. Like, I don't
know.
We
knew them enough to know.
Sure.
Concentrated time.
Let me just say, we were all thinking the same thing, and we had a conversation and laughed about it. We got out of our comfort zone. Spontaneity got out of our comfort zone, and it produced some really cool fruit. Mm-hmm. And it's now a story that, you know, we like to tell.
Yeah. And did you talk about F. Severe Mercy?
Oh, yeah. Well, so being spontaneous is great. And I just have to say this, because you guys know I love the book A Severe Mercy. It's my favorite book. I read it once a year. And Sheldon and Davey are the characters in the book. The book's written by Sheldon, and they have several...
It's a love story.
It's a love story, and they have several principles. And one of their principles for their relationship is the principle of spontaneity. And essentially, it is if anyone you know, or if either one of them wants to do something spontaneously, the other obliges. And they just kind of agree to oblige. Like, if anyone has a sudden urge, yes, it's just a mutual yes, we're going to do it. And I just thought that was like a really cool, really, you know, really beautiful way to not only commit to the principle of sharing, which we talk about a lot, mm-hmm. but to just live a life on edge, you know, like mm-hmm. in front of it, like really kind of grasping it.
And I think we've never consciously said we want to live, like, principle of sharing for us has been a huge thing in our relationship. Yeah. We've definitely adopted that. The principle of spontaneity hasn't really been as significant as a thing for us. I think subconsciously, though,
we both
have always kind of thrived off spontaneity. Like, maybe it's a personality thing. And so I think that there's always been like a subconscious level of like, if Jerry, you want to go do something, I feel like I want to support it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if I'm like, let's go do this.
And likewise.
And I'm excited about it. You're like, I want to be excited about it too.
Just like yesterday or the other day, right?
Yeah. Go for it.
Well, so just going off of that real quick. And again, I like think about it, you know, how ways you guys can be spontaneous as well. But the other day we were like, man, we want to run more. Like, why don't we run? And we just looked at each other. It was pouring rain outside. And we just said,
like, pouring rain.
Let's go on a run. And so,
and we had both our kids.
Yeah, with it, you know, it took 10 minutes.
It was like late afternoon.
It took 10 minutes, but kids were bundled up in rain gear. We put them in the double jogger. Ember wanted to bring her umbrella, and we just zipped Bodhi up like a little squish mushroom and went for a run in the rain.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
Awesome.
And we would call that like, yeah, it was a micro little mini adventure. Because we would have sat on the couch or done something else.
Not sat on the couch, but yeah.
Well, yeah, we would have. Yeah.
Do we sit on the couch? Question mark?
Well, right now we are.
But we're doing something.
This is true. It's a general expression.
I know.
Babe.
I know.
My point is, we would have just, you know, not, we would have done something else. That was a lot more that pushed the boundaries of excitement for our life.
Yeah.
Rather than not doing it. And yes, it is difficult and hard. And that's another thing we wanted to mm-hmm. touch on. It's like, you know, all of this takes work. All of this is hard. Like, all of it causes or can cause, you know, friction. It takes money, you know, resources to.
Yeah, it's like the most fun things, though, in life, especially.
All cost something.
Right. Yeah. And especially if you have kids. Everything gets more inconvenient when you have kids because it's like, oh, you want to go camping? Oh, okay. So let's backtrack to severe mercy and the principle of spontaneity. The principle of spontaneity sounds great. Sheldon and Davey didn't have kids, though.
Yeah,
they so did not. They never had that level,
again,
that yeah. obstacle to deal with. And I would say, you know, for Jerry and I, we spontaneously decide to go camping. Pretty often for parents of two kids.
All summer. Yeah. Multiple times, like maybe and four times a summer
going are
camping, spontaneous trips.
Going camping is not convenient. Takes a lot of effort packing the car and making sure you have all the stuff. And it's a full day that you're committing to like packing, which like, and then also trying to like keep your kids entertained while you're packing. And then there's the day of travel to get there. And then you get there and it's kind of like getting settled in. And then it's just a lot of work to get there, but then once you're sitting by the campfire and you have the sound of the crickets in the background and the stars and the smell of the campfire.
A lot of people are shaking outside. Their heads. You have to love camping for this example, but
it's worth it in that moment, right? Like,
yeah.
At least for us, it's worth it.
So the question is, what is your worth it thing that takes a lot of energy, planning, and potential frustration, but is worth it? Go on, babe.
And I wanted to share this example that I actually read in a book that I read over the summer when we were on we did a little camping trip and we rented a trailer and we went to Idaho and Montana for a couple weeks. And I was reading this book and I really liked it. It was a really good book. It's called Let Them Be Kids. And it's by, hold on, I have it right here. It is by Jessica Smart. It's called Let Them Be Kids, Adventure, Boredom, Innocence, and Other Gifts Children Need. Anyways, there's this one part in the book that really stood out to me, and I feel like it relates to this concept of going on adventures and spontaneity, but it's relating to kids, although I think it really applies to marriage relationships as well. And she talks about how, you know, one of the things that really stood out to me is she talks about how when you really feel like you're not doing enough, fill in the blank, or you want to be doing more, fill in the blank, get up and do that thing immediately. So for example, she gives this example in the book, you know, once we took a nature walk in a raging storm to quell the frustration in my heart at our lack of nature walks, which I was laughing as Jared and I were talking before this, because literally that's what Jared and I did in the rain this week when we went on a run, because we wanted to go on a run so bad.
Well, we were,
and we just went on a run. We were
frustrated at our lack of runs.
Yeah. Anyways, I found this example after we had talked about doing that. And I just think it's funny, but I think it's really applicable, because so often Jared and I find ourselves frustrated that we're not reading enough with our kids, or we're not reading enough in general. And we feel like we need to clear out our schedules to spend 4 hours in the evening by the fire reading, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or we need to go on vacation in order to read a book. Or, you know what I mean? Or we say we really want to start running, but we need to have the 6 week laid out plan of how we're going to train in order to start running. And I think the point that she is trying to make in this book, and the point that we want to make as it pertains to relationships, is don't let that hold you back from just getting up and doing it immediately. There's something about the spontaneous of just going, yeah, you know what? I may run this one time and I may not run for 5 more weeks. But your desire to run in that moment, like, just get up and do it. Carve out the space to do it. You know, your desire to, you really want to read more books with your family in the evenings over dinner. Don't say, oh, well, we got to start it this Sunday and here's our routine for how we're going to do it. And we're going to start with this book. Just do it tonight.
Yeah, just do it right there.
And like, even Jerry, you were listening the other day and I overheard you listening to something that you were listening to.
I think it was like about Tim Ferriss. Yeah.
Like, it, you know, a lot of people think that in order to read a book, they need to go on a vacation to read a book, or they need to plan out this time and they have
an hour
this,
a day.
And it's like,
12-minute spa session before.
What did the guy say? You could read 50 books a year if you read.
It was like 10 minutes a day. If you just like, when you think about it, you read a couple pages, let's call it 10 minutes a day, you could read 50 books in a year is, I think, what he said. I can't remember exactly the number.
It was something like that.
But it was like a really big eye-opener of like, whoa. Like, if you just took advantage of these little micro moments, like, you will find yourself doing things you never thought you could do, simply because you're taking advantage of little moments instead of thinking they need to be this big thing.
And you're spontaneously doing them. Like,
it's all spontaneous. Yeah,
it's spontaneous.
We have partnered with Compassion International for this podcast season, and it is an honor to do so. We love Compassion. We have been sponsors of children for many years. Audrey grew up doing so, and we love the organization. We love what they're doing. And just the idea of being able to allow anyone to show love and bring hope to a child for a lifetime is just incredible. And so for this podcast season, if you do sponsor a child through our unique link, we will send you a free copy of our new book, Creative Love. So sponsor a child, awesome. Plus, we send you a free copy of our new book. There's two ways to do this. You can go to compassion.com/rolloff and sponsor there, or you can text rolloff, R-O-L-O-F-F, to 83393, and you can do it right there from your phone. So hope you guys take us up on this, and back to the episode.
So anyways, that's kind of the point. You know, if you right now in your marriage are like, gosh, I really wish we just did this, do it tonight.
Yeah.
Do it tomorrow morning.
And also, like, with the kid thing.
Just start.
A lot of people get, that's really great, babe. the kid thing real quick, just to go back to that. People get frenzied on, you know, oh, but kids and this and that. Like, listen, kids want to be on the adventure.
Mm.
They just change it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different, right? Like, it's just season of life you're in where you, yeah, like, it's going to take a little more time getting the coat on, you know, on Ember and make sure Bodhi's warm. And then he's wanting a snack and then Ember stubbed her toe or, you know, yeah, that's welcome to life, you know, and it, don't let that stop you. Like, yeah. Kids want to be on the adventure and they're going to be the ones telling stories of you know, how great, I'm not saying we're great, but like their parent, they're going to want to tell stories about like, oh, my parents always put in the extra effort to make sure we did things and we got outside and we went on adventures and we were, if it was sunny outside, we were outside with it. You know, that's what I want Ember and Bodhi and Lord willing the rest of our kids to say, you know, so they just, and I just want to say that real quick because kids, they just change the adventures and they want to be on it.
And speaking of kids and adventures, because our adventures definitely changed when we started having kids.
For sure.
And I will always remember, I wouldn't really define this as an adventure, but it was a moment that pertained to, it was a moment that was helpful for us as we continued to pursue future adventures. And that is Jeremy and I, it was our first time flying with Ember. I think she was like 9 months old and we flew to Hawaii. It was after our, it was kind of like we were done with our book tour for A Love Letter Life. It was craziest work time of our entire life for a month straight. And then we went on vacation and we brought Ember to Hawaii and, you know, traveling to Hawaii is pretty long flight. And there's a time change and we got in at like 9 p.m. and we waited in line at the car rental shop for like 5 hours.
It was horrible.
It was just this really, really long, like imagine just long, exhaustive travel day. Okay.
Excuse me.
And 9 month old baby. So like can't be entertained super easy, like kind of a tough age to travel. And Jeremy lost his really nice, expensive sunglasses.
What?
And like in the midst of the, we were already mad about like waiting in line in the car rental thing. We could not believe how long we had to wait in line.
Is this
car rental
real?
We like pre, yeah, you don't remember this?
I don't remember this. Go on.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hear the story, babe. Okay. Go on.
Anyways, you were super mad, super frustrated.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then I think I didn't rent a minivan and you were even more, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But probably that was true. And
guys, minivans.
Anyways, you lost your sunglasses and you were super mad. And I remember in that moment, it was like we had finally got the rental car, but then you lost your sunglasses and you couldn't remember where you left them and they were goners. And we kind of like had this moment of we're looking at each other and going, okay,
oh, yeah.
You know what? Probably every trip we go on from here on out, especially with kids and especially as we have more kids, there's going to be something that goes wrong. Not that there wasn't something that went wrong in our adventures that we went on before kids, but especially with kids, there's just an element. There's just, you know, if you're listening. Anyways, we just kind of had this moment of acknowledging with each other, like, this is the thing that went wrong. Let's just like accept it that like this went wrong. You lost your sunglasses.
Well, and 5 hour wait and blah, blah.
Yeah.
Kids.
There was multiple things that went on that trip, right? But we just kind of in that moment made this sort of like pact to realize that anytime we go on an adventure or go do something outside of our comfort zone or go do something new that's out of our routine, travel, whatever it might be, we should just expect something to go wrong. And then when the thing goes wrong, and since then we've done this, we look at each other and we just go, this is the thing. And like sometimes we don't necessarily say like, this is the thing, but like we just kind of go, like we just kind of have this like knowing.
Well, no,
look
we do.
Like,
we do. We literally say.
And sometimes, like, yeah, you're right. Sometimes we do say,
this is the thing. But I darn it. Like, right. Gosh, we're just as mad, but at least we know that.
But
like,
I think it helps keep us from getting frazzled and.
Or thinking that.
The thing turning into conflict. Really is like what it prevents is like we have this moment of going, okay, this is the thing. We knew this thing was going to happen. So instead of allowing it to become conflict, we're just acknowledging that like we knew this was going to happen. we didn't know specifically this thing was going to happen, but we knew something was going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And we're going to acknowledge it together. Hey, we're on the same team. Let's solve the problem and move on. Yeah. You know?
Totally. I love that you threw that in there, because I think that's a valuable takeaway. And also, like, things going wrong are prerequisites to adventures mm-hmm. or to good stories. Like, mm-hmm. the only thing that makes a story is in hindsight of what went wrong, mm-hmm. right? Or the difficulty or whatever you overcame. That yeah. literally is the point of a story. So to think that, you know, anyways, I don't need to beat that bush, but that's a great point, babe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we kind of, what are you going to say?
I was going to say we should get into the...
I know. I don't know how much longer we want to talk, but, you know, in our book, Creative Love, our new book that just came out a few weeks ago, we have a chapter where we talk a lot about adventures and the importance of spontaneity, suspense, and surprise. And we actually tell a couple different
several stories,
but one of the stories that I really love is the story of when we went to go get our Christmas tree in the Deschutes National Forest in a snowstorm. And it was our first time ever going to get our Christmas tree mm-hmm. like that. Like, usually we just go get a Christmas tree from like a friend's Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
But we lived in Bend at the time, and we thought it'd be fun to go do that. And we'd never done that before. So we went to go buy, it was kind of a spontaneous thing. Like, we're like, let's go get our Christmas tree today. And we went to go buy the $5 tag from the place, and we drove out into the middle of the woods in the 40, right? In rain, which is Jerry's
1976
FJ Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
Drove out into the middle of the forest, literally the middle of the forest. Like,
yeah, like took an NF road, and then
we don't even know if it was an NF road though, because the road we drove
off of was, but then there's like trails out there and stuff. Yeah.
So and we're just driving around in snow there. And it's fun, having the time of our lives. Like, this is pre-kids, except I actually was pregnant at the time, but we didn't know. Anyways, we're driving around in the forest. We finally get our tree. Like, we're walking around the forest, freezing. It's getting darker. We finally find our tree.
Well, because we're trying to find the perfect tree. The
perfect Charlie Brown tree. And we finally find it, load it up on the 40. We're driving back out. And as we're driving back out of the forest, thankfully we were on, like, the main road, artery road, back into town. And we break down.
Yep.
And it's like... getting dark, really freaking cold.
Like, yeah, really cold.
Super cold.
Like high 20s.
And like, we're in a car from the 1970s.
Yeah, and zero insulation, tin metal all around.
I don't think you had a flashlight.
The heat is the motor. And then when the wind passes the motor, it heats the cab. Like, literally.
Yeah. And
so if the motor's off and we're stopped.
Jer in his nineness, you know, we break down and he just doesn't talk. And he just, like, goes to the back, just starts figuring out the problem, communicating with me at all.
You better not
immediately go into problem-solving mode. So I'm like, oh, gosh, it's getting dark.
Yeah, Audrey wants to, like, talk about everything. And
I always want some type of, like,
you want to, like, make a note of the weather. Like, I don't know it's cold, and I get mad, and, like, I know it's cold.
I always want some type of communication in those circumstances. I always want you to just say, like, hey, babe, this is what I think is wrong, and I'm going to go do this.
Where I'm like, wouldn't you just want the problem fixed? Like, let me just get after it.
Yeah.
But, honestly, okay, go on.
That's a big part of a lot of our conflicts. But anyways, Jeremy starts to go solve the problem, and I'm thinking, like, okay, you know, Jaren, his stubbornness, who he thinks that he can fix this problem, right? He thinks he can fix the 40, and he's going to get it running again. And I'm thinking, it's getting dark, and I'm really cold. So I grab the jumper cables, and I start walking down the road.
Again, we wrote this, or I think I wrote the story in the book.
This is in the book?
Yeah, but you're missing. I ended up communicating.
Oh, really?
And we came up with a plan, because I could tell you were getting...
You're missing the part where I'm a hero.
Yeah, and we made a plan, and you walked up the road and waved the jumper cables. Okay, go on.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how if it was as seamless as that, but yeah. Anyways, I start waving the jumper cables.
Maybe
jumper
that was cables. Me getting you out of earshot. Just kidding.
Sure, sure. Anyways, a sweet couple pulls over and it jumps us, yeah. Basically. And it ended up like not working at first, and then it didn't end up working or something like that. And then you didn't have lights. Your lights didn't work.
Yeah, every time I turned on my lights, the motor would die again. So super funky. So we drove home
in the snow ice with no lights, but it was the only way we couldn't. That's what we had to, and weren't we like running out of gas too? It was everything went
all
bad.
All the problems.
And I was pregnant, but we didn't know. Anyways, all that to say, it was an adventure. And we still, like, to this day, like, we will forever remember that, you know?
Totally,
and,
yeah.
Like, it's a memory that kind of feels like this defining moment in our relationship where, like, we learn things about each other. We're even processing some of those things with you guys right now on the podcast. Like, I learned how Jeremy reacts in that type of environment and situation. He learns how I react in that environment situation. We learned each other's stress points a little bit. And like, there was this element of like suspense. Are we going to make it back before it gets dark? And like, it was definitely spontaneous.
Yeah.
And that added just like, I don't know, adrenaline to our relationship. Like, it was just exciting.
Sure. Yeah.
And I feel like more people need to put themselves in situations where things might go wrong like that, AKA adventures. Because there's so much that you get out of it.
Yeah. And that's the heart behind, I think, this entire podcast today is we want you, the listener, to live an awesome life, like to have awesome stories.
Live the story you want read back to you.
To live the story you want read back to you. To wake up one day and say, we're going to go do this. We're going to go to the beach. Or hey, there's this town on a map. I saw someone went on Instagram. It's only 2 hours away. Let's go get coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, let's load up the kids. Let's drive during nap time. Let's figure it out. But at the end of the day, you're building a story. You're building your life. And you know, it doesn't just affect you, but the people, the circles you run in, your friends, your family, like, you're an influence and an inspiration. And we want more people to live that way and to have awesome love stories because they influence the world. Marriages specifically have a huge power, not just in the in nuclear family, but in culture, in the world, and the health of them is paramount, we believe. Mm-hmm. And so we want to encourage you guys to pursue adventures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we want to teach our kids how to be adaptable and how to, you know, problem solve when obstacles and curveballs get thrown our way. And so Jeremy and I want to not only continue pursuing adventures and spontaneity, suspense, and surprise in our relationship because it benefits our relationship, but also because it's an amazing example for our kids to see and for them to learn, like, I want to pursue adventures and, like, here's how my parents taught me, like,
or
to have examples.
Primarily.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing of value comes easy. Like, mom and dad did the hard things, but we always went skiing.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, you guys. Like, we just took Ember skiing the other day in Bend.
It's like the gear and the gear up and the getting her excited and about it. Like, and we couldn't bring Bodhi, so you find someone to watch Bodhi. And then you got to drive an hour to the mountain and then getting ready in the parking lot of the car.
Planning
and
all the snacks.
COVID restrictions and then snacks. And then your mask falls down while you're in line skiing up, fussing with the toddler and your husband trying to get on the chairlift. And then you get in trouble. And then
you almost get kicked off the mountain. Oh, wait, that's on planes.
You know, heaven forbid Ember's fingers get lost in her mittens. And it's so, just like, you know, but it's so fun. At the end of the day,
it's so fun.
She loved going fast. And it was so fun for her. And she'll remember it. And she talked about it for weeks.
Well, we're going
to
tell her for the rest of your life, you went skiing at 3 years old. And that's why you're such a great skier. And yes, mom and dad put up with a lot. But we love you. And we want.
And it was an adventure for us.
And we want to live that life to the best of our abilities. And it might not be skiing, right, for everyone. But there are things like that in your life that you can pursue. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yes. And we actually in Creative Love give a ton of examples about, or a ton of examples of different adventures ideas. Like, we actually break down in different lists. Here's a bunch of different mini adventures you could go on, like low cost, you know, low level planning. Here's a bunch of mid-level adventures you could go on. Some cost, some planning. Here's some big adventures that you could go on. And then we also have a section about family adventures. And so, you know, if you're just looking for some ideas, there's a bunch of them in the book. If you have the book to reference, you can do that. And we also wanted to share some just kind of questions with you guys to get you thinking about how you in your relationship with Divine Adventure. Because I think a lot of couples, you know, have this desire for adventure, but they never actually talk about what that, they may have different definitions of it.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, Jeremy and I kind of outline in Creative Love some helpful questions we think to ask your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Here are some of them.
And here are some of them. So first one is ask your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, what makes a good adventure? Find out from them what they think makes a good adventure. For Jeremy and I, we think it's spontaneity, suspense, and surprise. You know, and then there's maybe some things. Jer, what's something that you think makes a really good adventure that maybe I don't?
Oh, sheesh, babe. I don't know. I don't know.
You gotta think of something.
No, I don't.
Okay, no, you don't. Okay, anyways, Jeremy and I clearly need to ask each other these questions.
Well, no, you just threw in some random question that nobody's ever heard before.
Okay, another one.
And if I had a moment, babe, I could answer that if I had a moment to process it. But I'm
on the spot, but I like to do that sometimes. Enneagram 8. Okay, another question that we think is helpful to ask is, what are some of the best adventures that you have been on together already? So kind of just reminiscing on, you know, like Jeremy and I, we look back on the breaking down in the 40, getting our Christmas tree adventure story. And like, we have fond memories of it. And there are certain elements of that adventure that we carry over into our desires for other adventures. So we will choose to take the 40 on our date nights.
In the hopes of breaking down.
Not in the hopes of breaking down, but there is some element of like, ooh, if we break down, we're going to have to figure out
what the suspense, to do. Yeah.
And there's an element of suspense there. And maybe this is a weird, quirky Jaren Hodge thing. But we learned that from that adventure and it's carried over in other adventures. So I think asking your love, what are some of the best adventures that you guys have already been on together?
Well, then that,
so that you can pursue more adventures that fall into that.
Speaking of which, that question begs the next question. What are some adventures you want? What is the story you want to tell next year? Well, let's try to do that this year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then
another one is, what is holding you back from saying yes to an adventure in your relationship? Is it cost? Is it kids? Is it
time?
Comfortability? Is it time? Talk about that, because you may have different, you know, I may think, hey, Jer, what's holding us back from going on adventures is we don't have time. We have all these other priorities. And here are what those priorities are. And Jer might think what's holding us back is, I don't know. I literally said what I think holds us back from some adventures. But
well, you said time.
I said time.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. For me, what holds us back, I don't know what I would say hold. Maybe my
option paralysis.
My lack of.
We could do this or we could do this or we could do this.
I would actually say it.
Let's do nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Lack of initiative, maybe. Sometimes. And this is something a lot of people probably.
Because you see all the options.
Probably. Yeah, I see all the options.
That's literally what I was saying. It's like you see all of the options and you go, I don't know which one I want to choose.
Well, so also, like, adventures don't happen on accident. A lot of people maybe don't know this, but if left up to our own vices, we would probably just work. Especially Audrey. Just work all the time.
No, that is not
true. That's kind of true, babe.
If left to our vices, meaning what?
Well, like, if we didn't, you know, decide to do things and take and make initiatives and do everything we just talked about, like they just don't happen. You would just do what you would do life, you know, and the days would pass and you would, that's where for the, yeah, our frustrations come from. Is, yeah. You don't
going
ever
back to the beginning.
Going back to the beginning. Wow. Full circle there. Yeah. You don't break out of the routine. You right. just end up doing a lot. And so, yeah.
It's not necessarily just work though. It's routine. Like we would that's just kinda, do our routine.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I got you though. I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I hope those are some helpful questions. I think they're helpful questions. I think Jeremy and I could benefit from asking them to each other obviously, after this podcast. I think they can be just good conversation starters for you
and we didn't,
as you think about what adventures, what adventure could look like for you in your own relationship or family.
And one thing we didn't get into, and our time's up on this podcast, is, you know, obviously this year looks really different for adventures. And so, you know, we all have to get really creative with what we do, how we do it. And I don't think that that's necessarily an excuse to not have them or not have fun. And that's really kind of what we want to inspire you guys to do. Again, this episode is to get out, fun. To do it, to have fun. Yeah. And we understand it's harder this year. So we hope this is taken all, you know, with a grain of salt. And you can read between the lines and take the concepts and apply them, you know, as necessary. And don't just take, I know I'm just saying, Audrey's like nodding her head in circles at me like, they know, Jared. I'm like, I know, but like, yeah, it's maybe needs to be said. But
yes, I think, oh crap, I had a thought and now I forget. Dang it, it's gone.
Okay, that's okay. Well,
wrapping up.
Speaking about the book, just a reminder, we have partnered with Compassion for this podcast season, which is an honor and really awesome. And as mentioned, our goal is to sponsor 300 children this season. And I think next episode, we're going to give you guys an update on where we're at. But there's two ways to sponsor a child. And if you do so, we will send you a free copy of our book, our new book, Creative Love. So the two ways to do that is you go to compassion.com/rolloff. And right there, you can sponsor a kid. And right after you do that, you will be we'll send you out a book. Or you can text Rolloff, our last name, Rolloff, R-O-L-O-F-F, to 83393. And you can do it on your phone, super quick and simple, sponsor a kid, and we'll send you a free book. And we hope you take us up on the offer.
Yes, we absolutely love Compassion. It's been a huge part of my life. Like growing up, I've wrote letters to Compassion children and graduated multiple of them from being a young child. And I think if you're listening to this podcast and you have young kids, it was a really cool way for my parents to involve me into generosity and into helping people that and reaching people and loving on people that are, you know, living in really hard circumstances. And so I had the opportunity to in middle school write letters once a month to girls that lived in Haiti and Bolivia and send them pictures of my cat and whatever. But it was like just a really good learning and teaching experience for my parents to give me. And then when Jeremy and I got married, we started sponsoring our own Compassion children. And it's a beautiful ministry. And it is not very much money. It's $38 a month to sponsor a child.
Yeah. And you're like buying like
so much for them.
Yeah. Food, and medical insurance, like what, you know, a ton of stuff, which is for the average American, we kind of don't grasp.
They'll send you pictures of the cows that they buy and the chickens that they buy and the beds and the wardrobes that they buy to put their stuff in. Like they'll send you pictures of where your money is going, basically.
Yeah.
And they'll
like write back to you. One of our girls just sent us a photo of this like chest that she purchased. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was awesome because she could keep all of her things there. And it's like, she's never had something of her own because she well, anyways, I don't need to get into her story, but it was just really cool to see the influence, the impact, and...
And we have actual episode on our podcast. I don't remember the number. Maybe you do.
Yeah.
But where we have a Compassion child who graduated from the program, and she shares all about her story with Compassion. You can go listen to it. It's from last season. But anyways, we love Compassion. We love the work they're doing. And if you want to get a free copy of Creative Love, which is our new book that released a few weeks ago, you can sponsor a child. Text that number or go to compassion.com/rolloff.
And the number is 83393. Well,
go on an adventure.
Go on an adventure.
Get up and immediately do the thing that you've been wanting to do for the past few weeks. Just go do it. Add some spontaneity, some suspense, and surprise to your relationship.
Yeah.
We hope this inspires you to do that.
We will talk to you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening, tuning in.
I appreciate you guys. Hopefully you could hear the crackle of the fire dying out here while we're sitting on our...
Yeah. Share a screenshot, share social media. We love seeing it. We love sharing it, and it helps out the show. So, yes,
absolutely. We appreciate everybody that does that. Thank you so much. Especially since we took a break from the podcast, we're super grateful for anyone that is sharing the podcast is back. So thanks for being a part of that. We're super grateful to be back, and it's just super fun.
Talk to you guys soon. Bye.